This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Russian troops are now moving to try to surround Kyiv, Ukraine's capital. We're told they're about 9 miles from the city. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
New satellite photos appear to show a massive convoy outside the Ukrainian capital, fanning out into towns and forests, with artillery pieces raised for firing in another potentially ominous movement.
The Russians appear to be bombing more cities. This morning, 3 airstrikes hit the city of Dnipro near a kindergarten and apartment building, says Ukraine. At least one person was killed. A former U.S. ambassador to NATO, retired Lieutenant General Douglas Lute, says Ukraine can win this war, but it's going to be ugly.
Ukraine will beat Russia in the long term, because willpower can beat firepower. But I'm afraid it's going to be very brutal.
The war in Ukraine is bringing Democrats and Republicans together in Washington. The Senate has now given final congressional approval to a bill that will help Ukraine, and President Biden is expected to sign it. The AP's Tim McGuire.
The Senate, on a 68-31 vote, passes a $1.5 trillion government spending plan that includes a $13.6 billion emergency package of humanitarian and military aid for Ukraine and its European allies. The bipartisan measure passing as the Russian invasion has killed thousands and driven some 2 million people from Ukraine. Tim McGuire, Washington.
As you get ready to tank up for the weekend, gas is $4.33 a gallon this morning. That's according to the AAA, which points to the war in Ukraine. 2 years after the World Health Organization declared COVID a pandemic, changing the world overnight, COVID cases and hospitalizations are down in the U.S. Americans are beginning to feel a little relief and some hope. This is AP News. Tax time is approaching, and the IRS is hiring to relieve a massive backlog. The AP's Mike Hempen has this.
The agency says it intends to hire 10,000 new workers to help meet the demands of this tax season that the government says will be the most challenging in history. The IRS's plan to deal with tens of millions of filings includes speeding up the traditionally slow hiring process, relying more on automation, and bringing on more contract workers to help with mailroom and paper processing. But tax experts say the agency will face a major challenge. It has a backlog of around 20 million pieces of correspondence, more than 15 times as many as in a normal filing season. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Sheriff's office divers searched a canal in a Florida wilderness preserve after human remains were found in the mouth of a large alligator. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.